man to handle the truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you're listening to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. We changed it up a little bit from revolution. People get scared when they hear about a revolution. What about evolution? Evolution is just the natural...
killing the rover when it landed.
Hello? This is Wayne with Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. We're having some technical problems there. Can you hear me now? Okay. This is Wayne with Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. We changed the name just a little bit from revolution to evolution. People get scared of revolution, even though revolution just means change. Whereas evolution means natural course of life, that we all evolve and hopefully get better. And this is the means by which that we can facilitate that. And over the weekend, basically, is doing some marketing and basically putting together a marketing package for, number one, why people, and it's targeted. It's targeted why Summit County business owners should listen to this broadcast, which is targeted at a local currency solution. Additionally, why local Summit County residents should listen. Also, why activists nationwide should listen. And that was really long. So what we're getting at is, you know, everything that we're doing is part of a package, a system that can be replicated across the country. You take Mountain Hours out and you can put in Mile High Hours, replace that. So we want to get into the details of the marketing, and the marketing gets into some, you know, we're articulating our unique selling proposition. Why, what's so special? Why should I expend energy on listening to you guys? And we are trying to articulate that in a very specific step-by-step fashion, how this show is unique because of its overarching plan. You create the change locally, you model that, and it can be replicated across the country. So we are going to get into marketing and its application toward the local currency solution and network these systems like a web. Like essentially like the internet itself. It's a web going across the country with interactions. It will be set up initially physically, then virtually. And that's one of our goals for this week, is to get the virtual system set up. So anyway, we'll be right back and get into some marketing.
all our nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution. War for the profit, bombs for the savior, false flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all our nutrients, fill the sky up with toxic pollution.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines, cutting down the populace on the name of peace.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Indeed, indeed, it's not to live in pain and fear. Our job is to create systems which offer our brothers and sisters peace of mind. Everybody on the planet wants peace of mind, and even more than freedom. People want peace of mind more than freedom. They might philosophically want freedom, but in the real world, where, you know, you got to raise your children and make sure that you can put a house over your head, unfortunately, because people don't have peace of mind that they can make a living with the existing money system, they often resort to financing themselves in businesses that are non-crimes, meaning, you know, like if you're a dealer in the hood or whatever. If there was a system available to them whereby they could use their unique skill, and if, by the way, if they're like a really good drug dealer, that means they've got really good business skills in the first place. They have a product that the market wants. And for whatever reasons at this point in time, the powers that be, that particular plant is illegal, that plant that God made and was for some reason or other faulty. So these rules are completely arbitrary, and when you dig down deep into them, it's set up so that there can be a cartel set up, a mafia or a monopoly on some other product or a series of products, and that's normally why the government is involved in what would you call the war on some drugs, the war on some drugs. So anyway, we are to set up systems. Now, if we had a system that was set up that drug dealer knew would offer him abundance without the risk of going to jail, if he was aware of that and it was designed, there was a marketing team set up that could locate customers for his unique ability. Let's say he's a drug dealer, but he's a great dancer, right? So, and he wants to sell his dance. He doesn't like doing it live. He likes to do productions. So there'd be a marketing company that he'd be able to find, and they would be able to develop that product and systematically, with the most innovative targeted marketing systems, locate customers for people who like produced dance of the exact same genre and the same musicians and artists. That would be the optimal situation. Then the monetary system needs to be there to avail that arrangement where there's sufficient money in circulation, because, you know, just imagine how much harder this would be, that you need to barter this arrangement, meaning the people that want to buy the former drug dealer's dance videos, well, they'd have to, you know, because there's not enough Federal Reserve notes in circulation, they'd have to borrow it. So all of these things trickle down. When you have one corrupt system, meaning the money system, where it's not serving the purposes of the people, then there's a variety of other deficient systems that will suffer. It will suffer. Their efficiency will not be optimized. And that's all we're talking about, is innovation and optimization. And in the first hour today, I want to focus on my local market. So this is my local marketing arrangement. So number one for businesses, 10 reasons for Summit County 10 reasons for Summit County businesses to use Mountain Hours. So this is targeted marketing specifically for why the businesses, and then that could even be evolved where specific industries have different marketing. Not that they should, I mean, they absolutely should. The reasons why a hotel want to use Mountain Hours, because their market is entirely, their market is generally tourists who are not local residents. Alternatively, if you're the local mom and pop, trying to think if there's a very precisely local business, contractors locally, pretty much they just work for people that live here, possibly homeowners associations, but generally speaking, they work for local people one way or another, more local. So the marketing message, actually, this could be subdivided into how we market for a hotel or tourists and how we should market toward businesses who their primary customer are local people. So the benefits are different. However, there are benefits either way. So here we go. We've got about 6 minutes. I will get through maybe half of this. So this is very important. And, when you're doing this too, when you're marketing your local currency to your community, you have to realize that your message is very inclusive. You don't want to be arguing with your potential prospects about the details of whatever monetary corruption, like a symptom of it, whether that's like GMO foods or false flags or whatever. Whatever that thing is, Democrat, Republican, all of those things that have been used in order to keep us separated, you don't want to be delving into those topics. That's not your come from. It's not even focused on banking, per se. It's not even focused upon money creation. Really, you go in, your pitch is just real vanilla, and you have to understand that the people you're pitching to, they're not always focused on. Like, this is what I focus on all of the time. So I'm, you know, very well versed in this. I can debate. I believe I can debate anybody on the planet about monetary policy, with respect to the general. You know, if they can get real techie kind of stuff, but with respect to the philosophy and the creation and the backing, those sorts of things, I can run with the best of them. However, none of that matters. When you're pitching the local currency, it's your enthusiasm, your come from, your, you want to speak in terms which are universal truths that everybody agrees with. Things that unite us. There's like, you know, if you're, don't talk about religion, but spirituality unites. You know, we all are, you know, if you speak in spiritual terms, nothing divisive. No particular religions, the one. The more we get divisive, the more we're, you know, we've been trained to value these other divisive issues, not focus on the things that unite us. That's by design. So we have to focus on what brings us together, our commonality, phraseology such as we all want better tomorrows than our yesterdays. We all love our children. We all want the best for our communities. Go local, buy local is very unifying thought. Both libertarians and Occupy people embrace going local, organic, the belief, you know, the more weight we gave to local government, the more we're governed by locals than national centralized authority, pretty much everybody agrees with those ideas, recognizing it's easy for the corrupt to corrupt a small centralized group of people than it is to corrupt everybody everywhere. So we have to get in, you know, with marketing, one of the big things that you talk about or themes is you want to get in the head of your consumer. We're trying to get in the head of our consumer. So we're entering in that conversation that's already in their mind. So what are they feeling right now? Business owners are just like, for the same reason that the residents or the individuals are in fear, the society's in fear. The regular TV's constantly talking about, you know, economic problems, there's record high foreclosures. So the fear gear is there. And like I said previously, we are there here to offer, we are here to offer peace. And what is the biggest thing that most people are in fear of is lack of money. Well, that's good news because as local currency activists, that's our business. We're here to provide you more money so that you can have more transactions, you can have more benefits. And that's it. It's all about benefits. What are the benefits for the person who's going to adopt your idea? Be right back.
If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because love.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
That was former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan talking about the Federal Reserve private monetary system. Now, that private monetary system is set up so that is engineered. The architecture of that system is designed to be essentially like a pyramid, and extract the wealth of many into the hands of a few. That's all. That's all. It's designed. It's when they say we need to, you know, reform the Federal Reserve or whatever, it's doing exactly what it was designed to do. That's what usury does. So anyway, we are marketing an alternative system, and specifically developing, you know, this as a duplicatable, franchisable system for other activists to use across the country. So this is for you. We're creating this, and these are basically tools, marketing tools that you can use to help develop how you can connect with your prospect. Your prospect is a local business. For me, that's a local Summit County business. And they have unique concerns up here, which so they have something called mud season, where basically in the peak months of the summer and the winter, there's lots of people up here, and then it gets dead in the fall and in the spring. So they have unique concerns. Your marketing message should be different depending upon your particular market. So that's tourist-based. Very many of the businesses are here. And a lot of the other local businesses are catered to businesses that are in the hospitality business. So those are a couple unique flavors, and you want to know that about your market. One thing that is pertinent here is that hospitality businesses suffer in those during those periods of the mud months, the slow months, of underutilized capacity, right? That is the whole concept. If there's so many business models that are built upon utilizing that unutilized capacity. It's like getting bargain tickets for a flight when you get on last minute, where they can't sell any other seats, because for the airline, they're already investing all of the fuel and the overhead to have the flight. So any seats which aren't full, that's underutilized capacity. Additionally, that applies for hotel rooms, because essentially the overhead is the driving factor there. Alternatively, if your product is very, very supply based, and for that next sale, it's very much more production, you're actually investing the time. So if you're hungry, you will work during those times, whereas in other systems, not a perfect relationship, but the cost of their 10th customer is the same as their 20th customer. You can add that extra one customer on there, and it doesn't affect their costs very dramatically. So these are different markets that we're targeting to, and the marketing message should be appropriate. Well, the biggest reason to engage in barter is really to capitalize on unused capacity. That is the driving force. And the local currency allows those transactions to occur. That is the biggest idea to recognize, that these are extra transactions which are going to occur. Not to say that, somebody that was going to buy anyway with a Federal Reserve note, now when they use a Mountain Hour note, that there will be some loss in those instances. What we're talking about is growing the pie for everyone. That's the whole idea, is growing the whole pie. And that's a different concept. That's a totally different concept, is that you're not, taking away Federal Reserve note transactions. You're not eliminating those and just replacing them with Mountain Hours transactions. You're actually increasing the overall number of transactions. That's a very, very important concept to understand, is that there will be more transactions. And a good indication of that is just like when you talk about lots of people in Summit County here are bartering because Federal Reserve notes are scarce. And because they're able to acquire what they needed without a Federal Reserve note, so there's just a certain amount of number of Federal Reserve notes in circulation. These are extra transactions that occur over and above that, just like a barter. We'll be right back.
fill the sky up with toxic. Yo, war for the profit, bombs for the savior. False flags and erratic behavior. Water full of chemicals, leached all the nutrients. Fill the sky up with toxic pollutants.
Sterilizing the third world, cancerous vaccines. Cutting down the populace, all in the name of peace.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say...
The answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tail relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right. Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, because it's going to be.
Using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did, and the funky monks are here to repeal the deficit.
It could be good if the people would come together, organize the streets in the hood. It's not a ghetto thing, yo, we're not gangster. Those are devils fronting Wall Street banks.
Yes, it's the Wandering Monks right there, and that is, you know, talking about unique selling proposition. I can sell them all day long about how they're unique and different, and that's what you have to do with, you know, what you do personally in life, what you do with your business, and what you do specifically with the local currencies. And when you're promoting this as an initiative, is to articulate what its unique selling proposition. What can this currency do that the existing currency isn't doing? You're articulating that. So whatever your expertise is, that's how you sell it. Is why should I use you instead of the other guy? Why should I use Mountain Hours instead of the other guy? Why should, you know, if you're doing a video for one of the local businesses to help them promote themselves, why should people shop there rather than going to Walmart or whatever. So I was actually having this conversation with one of the local businesses here as a florist, Garden of Eden in Frisco, and they do lots of weddings. Lots of people, because it's really beautiful here, come to get married, and then they have the reception. And, you know, because, you know, they're from out of town, they don't know how to, you know, who to shop with. So they just use, you know, the franchises, the globalist franchises that they're familiar with, and they often get an inferior product because they're just choosing the most expeditious process. So the marketing for, you know, in absence of information, people will shop on price. So they'll just buy the cheapest thing they can find, not realizing that they would be looking at a, you know, an inferior product. They don't know what would be inferior, so you have to educate them. And that's what we're doing with these marketing systems for the local local business owner, is to, because it's, you know, most towns, there's very few towns or people in the country know that you can have an alternative currency. So, and even if they do know that, they don't know what the benefits are. There's so much misinformation out there. I've had some people say to me, are you doing this? Oh, are you seceding? Are we seceding? I had another individual go, you know, this is only good for tourists. And I'm like, really? It's for local independent businesses. It's not for most. So anyway, that particular, you know, this is some of the feedback I get from some of the business owners, that they have a complete misperception. I had a government agent basically who, you know, sets up events. He thought it was a way that basically we get out of paying sales tax. That the bartering system is that this is a means by which to not have to pay sales tax. I'm like, no, this is a way you can maximize sales taxes. So there's lots of misinformation out there, lots of poor assumptions. So in that sort of environment, it's very important that the marketing get out there in a digestible manner. So that is, it's just basic benefits, not getting into all of the history of the Federal Reserve, not getting into a dollar collapse, not getting into all those sorts of stuff. And by the way, what happens is when there's already fear there, if you're loading them up with more fear, then people don't shop. They get, we're here to offer a solution to their problems. That's why they use the local currency, a solution that they feel congruent with, that they can trust, they can rely upon it. That's what you're selling. And your energy will sell that. So, okay, well, this was just written yesterday. Why should Summit County business owners use Mountain Hours? So again, you would rephrase this to wherever you live. If we're working on another system in Denver, why should Denver business owners use Mile High Hours? Mountain Hours replaces fear with abundance. That is our slogan. Right now, there's lots of fear, and it gives you peace of mind. Abundance. When you have abundance, you have peace of mind. So you could, if you wanted to, it could be replaces fear with peace of mind. That's the most basic thing that we all want, peace of mind. So you say that, is anybody going to argue with you? I don't think so. Why would they? It's what they want. You're speaking their language. Everybody wants peace of mind. Then it goes, Mountain Hours is a complementary currency and fills gaps where scarce Federal Reserve notes fail. So it's like, okay, it's complimentary. You know, maybe you don't even want to, I could get rid of the Federal Reserve notes portion in there. It's a, Mountain Hours is a complementary currency and fills gaps where dollars fail, right? Keep it simple. Okay, we're getting into the reasons. Number one, Mountain Hours organic money is based on barter. Many Summit County businesses are already bartering as it allows them to get what they need without scarce Federal Reserve notes / dollars. The reason why I like to say Federal Reserve notes is I want people to realize that's just a company. And it's so hard for me to resist not call them Federal Reserve notes because, but it's so interesting when you say that, you know, people go, you mean money? As if Federal Reserve notes are the only money in the world, you know? Or they'll say dollars, as if that's the only kind of dollars there are either. You know, for instance, I mean, just alone there's a Canadian dollar, but even in the U.S., there were silver dollars. So anyway, I'm being really nitpicky and like I'm really trying to, it's so hard not to bring these things up for me. So, but it is, you know, in a straight marketing sense, it's better to just say dollars. Because if you're getting caught up on getting too many, like if you're exhausting too much energy, because people only have so much time and energy to spend on what you're trying to explain to them, if you're making them feel confused or something, you're going to just lose their attention. You're not going to be able to maintain attention. Mountain Hours is better than barter because you don't have to find a direct partner. You trade with an entire network of local independent businesses, which allows you more options than just barter. Number two, Mountain Hours supports local independent businesses. Go local, buy local, and keep wealth in Summit. So this is universal appeal, and it has universal application, meaning you could then say Mile High Hours supports local independent businesses, go local, buy local, and keep wealth in Denver. Or it could even be subdivided from there to like Sunnyside or Cherry Hill or Arvada or whatever. That can all get broken down. The idea is to keep the head nodding. Number three, fill unused capacity. Every empty hotel room or empty chair in a restaurant is an opportunity lost. Mountain Hours allows businesses to help capture that wealth. Number four, spend Mountain Hours first so you can conserve scarce dollars. Mountain Hours can be spent for businesses, business, or personal expenses. Spend your Mountain Hours first. Every time you get your oil changed, go to dinner, or buy ice cream for your kids with Mountain Hours, you conserve your dollars. You can save your scarce dollars to pay your taxes, your debts, utilities, and rent. Right? It's a conservation initiative. Because you've got these extra currency, we're actually going to be, you know, when that's issued to the businesses, we don't sell it to them. They're not trading it for Federal Reserve notes so that, like, they have an equal amount overall currency. It's extra currency that's in the system. When we're set up an employee system, we want them to get it. They will have Mountain Hours as an extra form of currency. So, number five, Mountain Hours increases your standard of living by spending Mountain Hours is fun, educational, and it builds community pride. Right? Everybody digs that. Number six, Mountain Hours creates abundance by creating more transactions. more transactions equal more abundance. Many people are afraid to spend money right now because it's difficult to earn them back. Mountain hours can be spent freely with the knowledge that you can easily earn them back. Number 7. Mountain hours acceptance shows your commitment. Not you just talking about, oh, go local, buy local, and then, you know, you take all of your money. And then there's some guys that like, they'll just be here and they don't even, you know, and then they go spend all their money in some other community. I've had people say that to me when I've pitched mountain hours to local independent businesses that are actually members of local business first associations. And then they turn around and say, nah, I don't spend mountain hours, or so I don't spend much money in the county. I'm like, wow, that's a one-way exchange of energy, is it not? So they're not being congruent. Number 8 here is mountain hours pays you 20 hours, which is $200 every 3 months, to be a member of our summer county currency cooperative. Additionally, they get a vote within that cooperative. Number 9, Mountain Hours gives you a free business listing in the fastest growing business network in Summit County. Because we pay businesses to be members, we are actually growing very, very quickly. Quicker than the growth of Chamber of Commerce's, which are generally dormant, with many people dropping out because they don't see the return. Literally, if there's not enough money in circulation, how can you expand their opportunities? Unless it's very difficult for them to barter and find direct barter partners. Number 10. Mountain Hours creates free marketing videos for your, or excuse me, create one marketing video for your business. It's time consuming to edit all that video. We're actually behind, and I need to hire a guy. Eventually, Summit County Cooperative will be bigger than the Chamber of Commerce, etc. As a voting block, we can push for local government to accept Mountain Hours for taxes. Mountain Hours creates many additional transactions. Since it increases many additional transactions, it's creating more sales tax. Some of these sales taxes should be in the form of mountain hours. We could sign up the government, whatever, the town of Breckenridge can be signed up just like any other business. We would then give them the local currency, and in time they can pay their employees with it as a bonus, and they could pay their own vendors with it. Grow the network. Grow the solution. The currency, it's like a river currency. As that currency comes up, the volume of the currency comes up, the amount of the currency comes up, it will raise all boats. We are not suffering from inflation. We are suffering from deflation, which is lack of currency. People have very little money in their bank accounts and wallets. That is deflation. There are no wheelbarrows of Federal Reserve notes being pushed around. So it's important to emphasize that we lack money. We are going to create more of it. Problem solved. Here I am. I'm going to get into, so that's for businesses. Let's get into reasons why residents should listen to this broadcast. And the reason why residents should listen are different than why a national audience should listen. So I'm getting into the marketing of this particular radio show. So here we go. Again, I'm using the same slogan. Mountain Hours replaces fear with abundance. Or again, it could be Mountain Hours replaces fear with peace of mind. Number 1, we are going to give away prizes. Prizes which will be donated from various vendors as we do a live remote broadcast from their businesses. We'll give away Mountain Hours t-shirts, swag, monetary reform CDs and DVDs. That's so funny. Because, like, to me, that's like, oh, that's awesome. Like, for most people, like, I don't really want to watch that. We'll give away Wandering Monks and Freedom Movement CDs. As we go along, we'll ask the people what they want. What do you want? We'll find out those things. What would people most want? And we'll give those things away. That will be different from business to business. Hopefully it'll be more of donuts and, maybe small sandwiches than it is big kind of giveaways. So anyway, we will be right back.
You know what I'm saying? Now the question is, are you ready for the real revolution, which is the evolution of the mind? If you seek, then you shall find that we all come from the divine. You dig what I'm saying? Now if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand, and divided we will fall, because...
Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because, 1, it is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2, the money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3, the parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
Hey, aloha, I'm Joby Weeks from Breckenridge, Colorado. What are Mountain Hours? It's organic money that we've been using in Summit County, Colorado. That's right, you heard me correctly, organic money. How can Mountain Hours benefit you? Mountain Hours expand the local money supply and keep the money in the community. Mountain Hours promote and expand local shopping with an endless multiplier. Mountain Hours almost doubles the local minimum wage to $10, benefiting not only workers but businesses as well, who find new and loyal customers. Mountain Hours enables shoppers to afford premium prices for locally crafted goods and for locally grown organic food. Mountain Hours helps start new businesses and creates jobs. It reduces dependence on imports and transportation fuels. Mountain Hours will make grants to nonprofit community organizations and zero interest loans. Mountain Hours stimulate community pride and help everyone become more prosperous.
Join the Mountain Hours revolution. The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without Federal Reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit. People counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com.
Why in the world are we here? Show
We're here to innovate ourselves out of the problems that are facing mankind. It's that simple. We can just innovate ourselves out of all of these problems. We have to fix the money first. That is the social DNA, where energy is exchange. It's the rules that we exchange currently, and it is not providing abundance for the people. We are going to innovate that and provide architecture so that the currency serves the people. So where I left off was a second writing that I have. It's a marketing piece called 10 Reasons for Summit County Residents to Listen to Mountain Hours Evolution Radio. This is, you know, something for you to copy as an activist in your community. And just listen. If you're a resident, this is why we want you to listen to this broadcast. Promote your own Summit County business or build our local currency tribe. So we hope that you care, I'm sure you do, about local businesses, local community character, maintaining a certain character and standard of life so that we don't all turn into another Vail Mountain clone town, that we keep our unique character. In that way, Summit, the radio show will help you market your business. It will help you use Mountain Hours in a way that's effective to help create abundance for your business if you're a new startup. Number three, Summit County is the only talk show, which is actually a do show. In Summit County, there's not even a talk show. Unlike, you know, everywhere else, there's plenty of talk shows. You can find heaps of talk shows, all fear-mongering and working on symptoms, ineffectual systems or responses or activities that do not affect change. It's very important that we don't confuse activity with progress. Just because you're protesting doesn't mean there's any progress there. Just because you're complaining in public, just because you're posting on Facebook or whatever, that doesn't mean there's progress. Activity is not synonymous with progress. Awareness is not synonymous with progress necessarily. Just because someone's aware they are an alcoholic, for instance, doesn't mean they're stopping drinking, right? Awareness is not progress either. So number four, support and promote local independent businesses which keep wealth local and protect our environment. You know, that's the go local, buy local thing. Number five, learn how you can earn mountain hours. Uh-oh, you can make money. That's important for most, you know, people is just having a conversation. And that business they're talking to is going to receive $200 every 3 months currently under our existing system. And there might be a different recipe where you live that you intend to create that you're going to modify later. We've already changed our system of distribution one time. So, yeah, like, don't get stuck. If the rules don't serve you or anything doesn't serve you, change those rules, evolve, and we will be right back in the next hour.
You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok? But it doesn't matter because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love...